world's worst humanitarian crisis has divided nations but united the church. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll share some ideas about how we can be part of the solution. But first, some context. Greece is ticked off. The prime minister is using words like inept to describe Europe's handling of the refugee crisis. The European Union has finally agreed on a broad plan to redistribute thousands of people arriving in Greece and Italy. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis explains.
In a compromise, they agreed that they would accommodate 30,000 of refugees in different areas in the country, some of them in the island, some of them in the mainland. And then the remaining 20,000 would be given subsidized housing.
But that's not taking into account the thousands coming in on a daily basis that they're not expecting. The bright spot, though.
The European evangelical community is helping to provide the supplies that are needed. And we've been working alongside that entire community to minister to the refugees, to share in a tangible way God's love with them.
They're finding ways to ease the transition for refugees. More hands make that a lighter task. We'll link you later in the broadcast. And as refugees flood into Europe, those too poor to follow are having to stay put. And now with over 7 million Syrians displaced by war, 4 million are living in refugee camps. But because of the dangers Christians face in these camps, many look for refuge in their local churches. But the local church can't bear this burden on its own. So Voice of the Martyrs is urging Christians everywhere to send aid to their brothers and sisters. Stay tuned to hear more on how you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. The United Nations recently announced its plan to end poverty by 2030, yet Mexico is still facing growing inequalities. But Compassion International's challenging this. They're working in communities to fill the needs of nearly 40,000 children. They provide these kids with nutritious meals and educational support. And more importantly, they're teaching them their value in Christ. For a little less than a cup of coffee a day, you can change a child's life. It's the start of November, which officially puts us a step closer to winter. And those of you who are already looking for spring break, have you ever considered going to a place like Uganda?
We have a partnership in a village called Kamankole, which is in eastern Uganda. And when we go, we really focus on children's ministry. We help distribute food and supplies, and also are able to share our faith through action and words while we're there with the children.
Allison Wilson with Orphan's Heart says they're sending a short-term mission team to Uganda in March. Want to go?
We're answering the call to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so we would encourage anyone, regardless of their skill set, because we can use everyone, to come with us.
Hurry to missionnews.org to sign up. The deadline's November 9th.
You can become fast friends, I often say, with people that you meet on the mission field. And it's a deep friendship because we have that common bond of loving Jesus and wanting to share that with one another.
And you can make another deep friendship by providing supplies for patients in For Haiti with Love's burn clinic. Eva DeHart of For Haiti says their clinic's been busier than ever, even overwhelming at times.
Each burn patient has their own story. Each accident happens in a unique, different way. But the blessing is they know where to come, and our contributors have made it possible for us to have the supplies in place to treat them. The gospel comes in with every patient sitting in front of our team.
Along with treating wounds and bad burns, For Haiti's staff gives hope and healing through the power of prayer.
You pray with the patients, you pray with the people coming in with them. There's constantly an opening for the staff to be witnessing to the people bringing the patients in or the patients themselves.
Who'd have thought you could give spiritual and physical healing by something as simple as burn cream? Go to missionnews.org to find links and full stories from today's broadcast. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.